This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is a show, advice of a stone. Should I let low? Should I let go? Should I go slow? Cause I gotta know now. It's just a tip, I got you, don't trip. Perspective I flip, tea don't sip. I make it between. It's just a tip, we're not legit. I gotta admit, finally we spit. Cause it's just a tip now.
I hardly lean into anything in my life. I need to start doing that more. Do you do that? If, like, into the uncomfortableness?
I definitely think about how much I should do that.
And then you go the other way.
I don't. Yeah. Then I just continue sitting.
I had a therapist one time that told me whenever I felt shame or embarrassment to just really feel it. So sometimes now I'll feel really embarrassed and I'll go, oh, okay, think about something else. And then I'll retract and go, okay, no, we have to feel this. Feel it. Truly, it is supposed to help.
Okay, that doesn't sound fun.
Oh no!
Like I'm in a bad mood. Let's feel it harder.
It's not a good time. Okay. But I think there's good results.
Probably, yeah, that sounds right. Like most things.
Yeah. Welcome to another episode of Just a Tip, an advice podcast. It's equally about tangents as it is about its tips. I'm your host Megan Mattoon, and today I have a new friend to hear. To hear, I guess you're here to hear.
Yeah.
And to speak.
Yes. Hello.
Here he is, Andrew Lowe.
Yes, thank you. It is Lau. Shocker, plot twist, I know, right? Everyone pronounces it wrong. Oh, the shirt I'm wearing right now says Lau Cow.
Oh, my God.
It's just kind of like a little friendly reminder for people who don't know how to pronounce it.
Oh, my God. I feel like, okay, this is where I need to be embarrassed. And
okay.
Feel the embarrassment.
Feel it, yeah. You should be really embarrassed right now.
Andrew Lau. Why is there an E?
I don't know. Also, some members of my family pronounce it low.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's like a big debate. It is interesting. But like Lau is more interesting than low, so I choose Lau.
That is very... mine is technically Bataon, but that's crazy. So I just do Batoon.
Okay, yeah, I can say Batoon better than...
First things first, sorry about the last name mix-up.
Oh, no, it's all good. Sorry to, like, correct you right off the bat.
Please correct me at any given moment. You guys may know Andrew from his YouTube channel, but after a quick internet stalk, I found out that you have a SoundCloud.
Oh, boy.
And let's hear a clip.
Oh. Oh, yo, my gosh.
It's Andrizzle.
Oh, haven't heard this in a minute.
This song Ooh. Came from deep... in my heart,
mm-hmm.
and it really means a lot.
Let's do the ad libs on it.
Oh yeah,
it's a
come on, little
big
lamb drizzle
of my life. Pizza is good.
Oh yeah, right.
Pizza is great.
It's great. Mm.
Slice me up a piece and put it on my plate.
That's
put it
right.
on
That's
my
not
plate.
All I want. No, I need some salad too.
Ooh.
Whatever dressing is fine. It's all up to you. Crispy
butt.
Hey,
oh,
I love
Megan's
Break it
down. Andrew is shaking the entire couch. Okay.
Oh, wow.
I played that yesterday when I was prepping for your episode, and I had a friend over my house. Yeah. And after it was done playing, we were like, pizza is good. Like, just randomly.
Yeah.
So then I couldn't get it out of my head, and then I made this.
Oh, my God.
Pizza is good.
Bitch.
Pizza is great.
Bitch.
Slice me up a piece and put it on my plate. That's not
Oh, my
all.
God.
I
this is incredible.
No, I need some salad, too. Whatever dressing is fine, it's all up to you. Crispy but soft. Sausage, me and rope. Extra
oh my
cheese
god.
Is a must. In God and in pizza we trust.
Oh my god.
In God and in pizza we trust.
Make more.
Wow, I'm going to need that MP3.
I will send it immediately.
This is incredible. So many gifts on this podcast already.
So many. I feel like I loved it so much. And I was like, I need to do something to this. And I could dance to it because I usually do that.
Yeah.
But I was like, no, this is funnier. And then have you ever like started something as a joke and then got really into it?
Yeah.
Like, this was supposed to take me 5 minutes, and I think it took me, like, an hour.
So a broader example of that is this little mixtape you just found from, like, 2012. That was a joke that I then actually took serious. I spent, like, a year and a half making a full-length album.
Yeah.
And then I never released it.
Because?
I just never really finished it. Mm. And then I was like, it's been so long since I started it, and now I'm sick of it. So what do I do about that?
What if you did, like, tiny little clips, like a mashup, like Girl Talk. You ever heard of Girl Talk?
No, what is that?
You never heard of Girl Talk? I hate when people have that reaction. I apologize immediately. You know, like when people are like, I haven't seen Harry Potter, and they're like, oh my God.
I mean, I could know what Girl Talk is. It sounds like a podcast. It sounds like a talk show on whatever network Wendy Williams show is on.
It does seem like that.
It sounds like a lot.
It is kind of a lot here. I will give one little clip of Girl Talk. It's actually a band.
Oh.
Maybe one guy. I have no idea. It does sound like every like YouTube girl doing like a bed talk video.
Yeah, this sounds like a quirky new series that someone's doing from their bathtub.
Right. They have like one episode that's like gets a lot of views and never do it again. Okay, here's one of the songs by Girl Talk. The cool thing is, in between all of their songs, they transition into each other. So if you listen to it fully through, it'll never sound like a song ended.
Oh, I love albums like that.
I love that. Yeah. People that do that, the details matter.
Yeah.
Play your part. My bitch a choosy lover, never fuck.
Okay, maybe this wasn't a good song. I'm gonna go ahead a little bit. So they like, what they were known for is mixing songs that shouldn't be together and mashing them up. So they do like a rock song and a rap song.
Gotcha.
Little hectic.
Ooh, a little hectic.
A little chaotic.
Love chaos.
Oh, wait, here. It's about to get to a part that anyone knows. Hey. Tell me you don't want to shake your hips to this. Ooh, in the mirror in the morning.
Okay.
This is your new toothbrush song.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
What are we listening to?
Okay,
I like it.
I'm like not even afraid of copyright because this is worth it. Hang on. It's coming.
What's coming? 7, 8. Oh, okay.
Are you kidding me?
Amazing.
Everyone jammed to this.
Wow. Oh, yes.
Nice.
Wow, thank you.
So just making up for it. That's Girl Talk.
All right. Wow. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Now that you know a little bit about Girl Talk, let's have people know a little bit more about you.
Okay.
This is a game I call Burst the First. It's one rapid fire round of questions, and it's going to be everything from your first job to the first time you cried in public.
Okay.
And if I say stop, you have to either explain, elaborate, or tell the full story of whatever your answer is.
Okay.
Here we go.
Ooh, audio effects.
First job.
YouTube.
First cell phone.
I don't know.
Actually, I'm gonna stop now.
Okay.
How was the first job, YouTube? That's so young.
Yeah.
Middle school, right?
So yeah, I started YouTube when I was 12.
12?
Yeah. I was in seventh grade.
I don't even think I had internet when I was 12.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't tell my parents. I wasn't allowed to have a Facebook at the time. And then I made a YouTube. So I didn't tell my parents for like 2 years.
And they never found out?
Well, no, they found out when it became my life. but
did you share the same computer, like a family computer, or did you have your own?
Oh, no. Okay, I think I started a YouTube once I got my own like laptop.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was like the why did you want to? Did you see people doing it before?
Like some people, it definitely wasn't like what it is now.
Yeah.
I guess it was 2010 we're talking.
Okay.
So there were some people like making money. I think like Shane Dawson was probably doing it full time.
Yeah.
But it was definitely like wasn't a huge thing. I was like, I didn't tell anyone really at school. Yeah, I think I was just bored and wanted something to do. I was like gay, but not gay yet. So obviously, like struggling with that.
Sure.
Looking for like something to fill the time.
Right.
When I otherwise would be sitting there being like, am I gay? Am I fat? What's going on? middle school.
That's the mantra for middle school. So wait, you turned on a camera and you just started talking, or did you have an idea of what you wanted to do?
Yeah, no ideas. Just talking.
just whatever came out.
Yeah, my first few videos were bad.
Yes,
really
no,
bad.
Same.
It's like, oh, this person thinks he's interesting, and he's just talking about very uninteresting things. But then maybe after like a year and a half, I was like, oh, I want to do comedy.
Yeah.
And then I started like writing jokes and like preparing more like thought out videos. And that's kind of when it turned. But whew, for a while, it was just awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I made like friends. That was like something that like started happening.
From the internet.
Yeah, from the internet.
That's like, it's so crazy to me because like all of my friends are from the internet now, almost.
Yeah.
And it's hard to tell people that don't meet people on the internet. I mean, I guess like with online dating, it's the same thing except for YouTube.
Yeah, it's weird.
I'm sure we'll get into that, but this is the game, Bursa First, so we're moving on.
All right, we're back.
First cell phone.
Ooh, I don't know. Some shit that slid in like multiple ways.
Oh my God.
Like it slid up and then it slid over for like a full keyboard. I'm not sure what it was.
It sounds like you were texting on a Rubik's Cube. First pet.
I don't know. Was it a cat? What? No, it was a fish. It was a fish.
Name?
No idea. Come on.
First kiss location.
Outside of a cheesecake factory.
Ooh. First major purchase.
First major purchase? Oh, I don't know what defines major.
Big for you. As like a kid, as a whatever age.
Oh my God. I literally don't think I know. I guess like my laptop, like that was expensive as fuck.
Yeah.
Like,
first choice in a karaoke book.
None. I hate karaoke. I'm out of there.
I'm out. Just walking. First internet screen name.
Oh, hey, it's Andrew.
Ooh, that's a cool one.
No.
That's a cool one.
It might sound cool, but when you look at it and then.
First thing you think when someone doesn't answer the phone.
They ignored it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
First celebrity crush.
Selena Gomez. Oh my God. Oh, my first username was ILYSelena26.
Okay, so that's very different.
Pardon me. Yeah.
First concert.
I remember my first concert memory is definitely the American Idol tour show that they did.
Oh, cool.
My mom's cousin is Carrie Underwood. So that season we were all like,
interesting.
Really like, woo, woo, woo,
yeah,
Carrie.
Okay, I'll stop here.
Okay. Wow, that was fun, the music. Like, wow.
I'll stop for this little bit.
Ooh, okay. Oh, yeah, I guess I just said my mom's cousin's kid. Yeah, you want to talk about that?
Just like quickly.
A little bit.
You can give one interesting anything and we will move on. It doesn't have to be
that?
Interesting. Yeah.
Never met her. We left the family reunion right before she came one year, and then we never really, like, went back to the family reunion. I bet she never really went back to the family reunion.
So not really a reunion for the family.
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't follow me on Twitter, so, like, what the hell are we doing?
It's strange. Moving on. First scar.
Scar. Oh. I lost part of my thumb because I was trying to do flips on a hammock when I was a small child. Like, I would pull the hammock around myself, and then I would, like, spin around. Yeah, I obviously fell out and had to go to the emergency room. But yeah, that's the end of it.
I'm also going to stop here. I usually don't stop so much, but can you flip in real life? Like, not in a hammock?
No. No, I don't know if flip is the right word. It's
twist.
Like, yeah, okay, so, like, you're in the hammock, you pull it over.
Yeah.
You're in, like,
a little cocoon.
And then you just kind of, like,
the bohemian cocoon.
And then you just kind of go back and forth, like spinning one way and then unspinning and spinning the other way.
How old were you when you did this?
Oh, I don't know. Like old enough to do something that dumb. So like 20 maybe?
Yeah, last year.
No, I think I was like 6 or 7. I don't know.
When you're in the pool, have you ever been in a pool and closed your eyes and spun really fast? and like kept on spinning like a little torpedo.
Probably, yeah. But maybe not as much as you have.
Yes,
it
I do.
Seems
it
really
a
significant
lot.
For you.
When I was younger, I thought that I could breathe underwater because I kind of did.
Why? What? What made you think that?
Because I was like doing it. But I think maybe I was lucid dreaming. But I was for sure underwater and breathing.
Okay. Yeah, I think that was a dream. Based on everything I know about everything.
You're right. Maybe I had a snorkel, but maybe I didn't, and maybe I'm magic.
All right. That is a possibility. I'm not ruling it out.
Thank you so much. Okay, let's finish this. First thing you do when you like someone?
Follow them on Instagram.
That's the one. First show you binge-watched?
Ooh, Parks and Rec when I was younger, yeah.
First excuse you make when trying to cancel plans?
I gotta edit a video or something.
Or some trailing off. It started so confident and then trailed right off. And lastly, the first time you cried in public?
The first time I cried in public? I don't really have a significant crying in public. I don't cry as much as I wish I did.
How much do you wish you cried?
Just like more than I do. I just feel like I never cry. Takes a lot.
It does.
I feel like it's been like maybe like a year and a half since I've cried. Yeah, right?
Even happy tears?
Oh, I don't know if I've like ever cried happy tears.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sometimes I have these ideas of me like giving like an Emmy speech. I'm like, oh, thank you so much. And I'm like happy crying, but I don't think I've ever experienced that.
I don't think I have either, except when I'm like watching Broadway.
Oh.
Like if you're like within the first couple of rows in a Broadway show. And like because like being a performer, like you can tell when people are like living their life, you know? Yeah. And so when they're having such a good time on Newsies, you're like, yes.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I haven't felt that. One day.
One day we'll get there. You have a really good voice for what?
I've been told that.
Like a voiceover.
I love that. I don't know like what about my voice sounds nice, but
it's
like
got like a good bass
so many times when I'm in a podcast scenario, I get told that. So that's fantastic.
You have a good you could do like movie voiceovers. Like in a world.
In a world.
That's good. It's colorful.
All right.
I love that.
Good to know. I'll tell my agents.
You should. The last time I met a guy that also had a really good, like, tonal movie star voice. And I had him do my voicemail message. And it was like, in a world where Megan doesn't answer her phone.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. I was like in the seventh grade. And I was like, I love this. But then the same guy will not name his name. His name was Doug. Will not tell you his last name. I will. Not now, though.
Okay.
He locked me in a bathroom and I locked the bathroom because I was going to go to pee. And he picked the lock and took a photo of me on the bathroom, on the toilet. And then told me he wouldn't take me home.
Wait. What?
Okay. So back up. I was in the seventh grade. So obviously I need a sidekick phone.
Yeah.
The slide one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Full QWERTY keyboard.
Oh, yeah.
All of it.
100%.
The works.
Yeah.
And so he was like, my mom has an eBay account. We can go to my house and she can order you this phone. So I go, okay, cool. So I take the bus. I get off his stop. We go, why are you laughing?
My mom has an eBay account. We can buy you the phone off that.
Yes. I was like, I'll give you the cash. Give me the sidekick.
Okay.
I don't know why I couldn't do it by myself. I guess I always needed help.
Yeah, sure.
And so I go there. We're having some tough times with the eBay and the sidekick, and I think his mom doesn't want to do it for some reason. What reason could that be? Who knows? She was against me. And so I went to the bathroom, and then this all transpired. And I think it was my 16th birthday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This sounds, like, really traumatic. Like,
yeah, I don't think I've ever unpacked it.
Yeah, it doesn't look like you have. Like, you're really saying this so casually.
I should bring this into therapy.
Yeah.
What would I do with it?
I mean, how do you think it affect? Wait, okay, I think continue telling the story. So he broke into the bathroom, took a picture of you.
Yes!
And then was there blackmail involved? Like, what?
No, nothing. He was just laughing, and I was like, this is so not funny. Take me home. And he was like, I won't take you home because I have the keys to the car. I don't know why I couldn't call my mom or anything. Maybe I didn't tell her I was going.
Wait, how old were you?
16.
16.
Seventh
grade? So he could drive.
Oh, sorry. No, it's not the seventh grade. The 10th grade.
10th grade.
Yeah. He could drive.
Okay. Wow.
So they kind of kidnapped without like trying to make it sound like that.
Yeah, that's a really weird experience.
Yeah, what should I do?
I'm sorry that happened to you.
I don't know why I'm telling it now.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine, you know.
Thank you for holding space for me.
Of course, always. Unpack anything else you'd need.
Interesting. Yeah. Wow. If that happened to you, what would you do?
I don't know. Am I 16? Am I?
Yeah, you're 16 at the time, but now you're 28. And now you've brought it up on a podcast.
I mean, I'd see what the listeners think and see if I need to like go into bring this into therapy or if just like maybe the listeners' feedback will be enough to process.
I just think that like don't do that.
Don't,
as a child.
Oh yeah, don't do that.
Why would someone do that? It's like Euphoria. Have you seen any of Euphoria on HBO?
No, I need to. I know that I need to.
It's a tough time.
Well, everyone says that it's a great show, though.
It's a great time.
Okay.
But also so tough.
Okay. Okay.
It's like the things that they have to deal with, like kids these days. Frightening. Did you have that experience, like in high school, college, like younger years? Did you ever have like people being like blackmailing you or people doing like crazy ass shit?
I mean, I was a gay kid, so just like normal, like, are you gay? You're gay. Why are you so gay?
Right.
That kind of thing. That kind of harassment. But I can't really think of any like other. Yeah.
People like, are so mean.
Yeah.
I went to a school yesterday, like a children's school. And
okay. Yeah.
Weird. I went to a children's school. I was doing something like with their mental health programs, but I went in and they had like a big board of portraits of people from around the world, like kids from around the world. And like, I would have done anything to have that because I don't think I was very cultured until I moved out here because I'm from Florida. So everything was like in a tiny little box.
Okay.
So I was like, this is so cool that they're starting early and showing how different the world is.
Yeah. So this generation, oh my gosh, the kids are great.
The like, kids are great.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow.
Yeah.
They're all like 12 and like gay and like.
And like saving the world.
Yeah. I'm like, wow.
Wow. Good for you. Oh my God. Okay. We should help other people aside from helping me and my traumatic experiences.
Yes. Did we finish the game?
Yeah, the first time you cried in public.
Oh, right, okay.
I feel like usually, like, that's always, like, a tough one. Like, don't know how the guests will respond. So I kind of end it right there.
Gotcha.
Well, okay, before we get into helping other people, we'll take a quick break while Andrew gives us an extra piece of advice you can find at Just a Tip Podcast on Instagram, and we'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back. Before we get into helping someone for the first time in the whole pod, what are you absolutely obsessed with right now, Andrew? Something that like you need everyone to know about because after you figured it out, it changed your life.
Making seitan. Do you know what seitan is?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like not chicken.
I'm really into making my own seitan and that like.
How do you do that?
Figuring out. So like vital wheat gluten is something you can buy now, but back in the day, they would just do it by taking like flour, like a dough, basic dough, and then like washing it super vigorously to get all the starches out. And then you're just left with the protein in the wheat, which is gluten.
Oh.
So now you can just buy vital wheat gluten, which is just like a powder. It's just the gluten out of flour, like a processed powder. And then you mix that with like a vegetable broth for the most basic version.
Oh.
And then like wrap it up and steam it or something. I make really good vegan ribs. Made some last night.
With seitan?
Yeah, that's like my number one is like my ribs.
How do you, okay, like if you were to give, if someone's going to make your ribs, have you made a video on this yet? Because I've seen like you make condiments and Oreos.
I haven't made a video on the ribs because like I kind of want to like
sell them.
Because
that's for you?
Oh. Well, like, yeah, I'd rather
this
it like.
This is sacred. Yeah,
I don't want to
yeah.
like give the recipe. I've spent like a lot of time and money like developing it.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's like my, like I really want to do like a pop-up like food truck situation.
That would be sick.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, how cool.
And then like 5 years, my own restaurant, 10 years, like Whole Foods, like I walk in and I buy my own food. That's
that's amazing.
That's a little side tangent of this comedy career.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
Have you always cooked?
Yes. My mind's going all over the place because, okay, it's like I have early memories of like, yeah, I would like help out with the dinner, but it was not good.
Yeah.
It was just kind of like creative. Like cinnamon green beans was a big one I would do. I would like take green bean. No.
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 I believe it.
Cinnamon green beans.
I would do it.
I was like maybe 10 and I would just like make green beans and then cover them in cinnamon.
But maybe. I feel like if you like sauteed that would be good and like sweet and salty. You get one of those like double flavors.
Yeah, but I was 10 and I don't think I knew what sauteed meant. So it's like we're really talking like it's rough.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay.
My family would eat it.
Aww.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really
nice. It's like cute. It's like okay, you ruins like our dinner, but we don't have
really
anything
hungry.
Else to eat. these groceries are expensive, Andrew.
Okay, so we have cinnamon green beans. Yeah. Anything else as a kid?
And then, then I had a series on my channel called Holiday Cooking with Andrew, where I would just like it, like wasn't real cooking; it was like comedy first.
Sure.
And I would just like take two foods and put them together, like mac and cheese pizza. Like,
oh yeah, yeah.
I did. Hash brownies. It was like a weed themed episode.
Oh, cool.
I made hash brown brownies.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was a fun one and like other stuff like that, but it was never like real cooking. But I think like throughout all that time, then I had another phase of my life where I was really into like, it's like, ooh, Instagram. Like Instagram just popped up. Let me like make some waffles and like get a really good like overhead picture of all the ingredients. So it's like, lots of indirect influence gave me this like cooking skill set that I have now.
Right.
I don't really know. I just like, I think like learning how to make seitan was a big like, whoa.
Huge.
Like, I'm really out here. Like,
I'm
wow.
really out here.
Like, I've been vegetarian since I was 12. And all the products were so different back then. There's like so much more now.
Yeah.
And then once I taught myself how to make my own seitan, just kind of like,
that's
changed the
so
game.
Cool.
Yeah.
Jackfruit is confusing.
Okay, what about it?
Can you help me?
It.
Because one time I went to my friend's wedding and she had jackfruit tacos and they were great. Like it tastes like barbacoa, like whatever. The sauce was amazing. Mm-hmm. And then I bought some from Whole Foods and it was trash.
Did you buy like a pre-made like jackfruit with flavoring, or
yes.
did you buy like a jackfruit can? Yeah.
Oh, there's cans?
Yeah. Well, they sell just like jackfruit in a can and then you season it yourself and like cook it yourself.
Oh.
Also, like a lot of like the packaged seitan in the stores I hate.
Yeah.
It's like gross.
Not
I
good.
I don't like it. No.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what that is.
So I just got the wrong thing and I should cook it myself.
Well, yeah, yeah. I think if you like it's pretty easy if you just like drain it and then get a pan with some oil and like put the jackfruit on and then cook it and then brown it and then like break it up and then, I don't know, pour some barbecue sauce on it or whatever.
I don't
you're
know.
Feeling.
Maybe. Like, okay, that sounds great. I will do that.
Yeah.
The Beyond Meat Burger is my favorite thing ever.
I don't have big thoughts on that genre.
Big thoughts?
Well, I feel like that side of like the meat analog market, I feel like is for the meat eaters.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really need mine to, like, be presented in a way that, like, looks bloody. Like, I'm like, this is great for, like, the movement, if you will. But, like now they're making it where it's, like, I just saw this new product at Whole Foods where it's, like, it's a vegan meat, but it comes, like, in the, I mean, I don't, like, how normal meat does, like, in the little lines.
In the, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it just looks so gross to me.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because it's like kind of a weird color. I'm like, just put it in patties.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I'm like, you hate it, but I'm like, that sounds really actually nice. Because I could like make a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. No. It's great.
Backtracking immediately.
I mean, yeah, I haven't tried it, but.
But it looks great.
Yeah.
Okay, let's help someone.
All right, let's do it.
She's 18, she or he, or they, I'm not sure, we don't have a name, so.
Hi, Megan, I'm 18 years old, and I'm headed off to college in a week, and I'm really scared about fitting in and making friends, and I wanted to know if you have any advice for me of what I can do besides all the extracurriculars that I already am in, and how I can get over my social anxiety and fears. That's about it.
Incredible. Ugh, social anxiety and fears in general. I don't go anywhere because of my social anxiety.
Yeah, it's easy not to.
And fears.
To go places.
Yeah.
But I guess like if you're in college, you have to go places.
You have to. College in a week. So coming right out of high school, scared about fitting in and making friends. I feel like.
You don't want to fit in.
Yeah.
Like you don't need to fit into whatever. The other people are doing, you know, you're going, you're you, just be you, girl. Or he or she.
Or they.
Or they.
The thing about, like, fitting in is, like, or being yourself. What if you don't know yourself? Like, I didn't know myself when I was 18.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I guess I didn't either, huh? Well, life's hard. Good luck.
Making friends, though. When's the last time you made a new friend? Like, a brand new friend?
Whoa. No. Yeah, years.
No. You just said no. No to the past, no to the future, no new friends.
No.
Lately what I've been doing is, like, I would start with a compliment. And that's done well sometimes. But it's like, I've been doing the social experiment where I give different energies to people just to see, like, how it goes off.
Yeah,
sometimes I'll be, like, a little bit more reserved. And other times I'll be, like, very nice. And other times I'll just be, like, complimentary. And 9 times out of 10, like, if you come in with really nice, complimentary, like, warm energy, that you get it back.
Mm-hmm.
So, that could
Compliments are great.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah.
I've been training my mind for, like, a couple of years now. Because, like, in this industry, and I guess in LA in general, it's so easy to, like, compare yourself. Like, I was just overseas doing a job, and, like, I wasn't thinking about anything. I wasn't thinking, like, that girl's prettier than me, or, like, they have, like, a better job than me. I was just like, I'm here. Being a person. Yeah. But like when I came back, it's like here comes all of these like doubts. And so in the beginning, every time I would look at somebody that I felt like I was anterior to or like subpar to, I would instantly think like they're better than me for whatever reason, or like I'm not as good as them. But instead, like my first thought, I've been training my mind to think like what's the best part of them right away, instead of being like they're prettier than me. I'd go, you're gorgeous.
Yeah.
And like that is the compliment. So it's like kind of like re-steering your mind into just only being positive.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with this, but it's like taking that mindset and then telling them the compliment of whatever you think. Hopefully they'll be good for it, and then like you can start a conversation off of it.
Yeah, exactly. Like compliment like something they're wearing. Yeah. Then ask where they got it from, and then boom, conversation started.
And then get it, and then be them, and then steal their face, and then be a murderer. If someone were to compliment you, what would be the main compliment that you like to hear?
Whoa.
I know, what a weird question.
I mean, I love them all. They're all great.
Or like, have you had someone that complimented you and you remembered that for a long time because it was such an interesting or unique compliment, or that it hit it struck a chord in you?
Yeah, I mean, I guess honestly, hearing that I have a good voice for things, like, that's always really interesting because I don't really hear my voice. I just hear, you know, like, my voice and the vibrations in my cranium or whatever. But, yeah, that's just so weird. And I'm like, cool. Like, definitely the first time I heard that from, like, a podcast producer, I was like, whoa, okay, so I should do voice warm-ups? Like, what do I have here? Like,
I tried to learn how to sing off of YouTube. was bad.
Classic.
Did it? Yeah. Have you done that?
Oh, yeah. I remember when The Voice had, like, online auditions, I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to audition. I have to.
Yeah.
And I remember I, like, recorded myself singing with some headphones. Like, I played the song in my headphones, and then I sung to my computer. I don't think I finished listening to it. I was like, no, yeah. Okay, delete.
Oh my God. Every now and then I'll like do a run, maybe, and I'll go, that sounded kind of good. And then I'll record it and it just does not sound the same.
No.
It's so, what else have you learned off of YouTube, if anything?
I guess a lot of like my cooking skills I've like learned from YouTube. What else? Let's see. How to Pronounce Words, a classic. Mm-hmm. Oh, love that one channel just tells you how to pronounce things.
One channel comes, it's like a gray almost in like some dust, and it's got Times New Roman in black.
Yeah. It repeats it like 3 times, and then the video's over. It's great.
That's so good. I've learned how to sew off of YouTube. Oh. I learned how to dance off of YouTube.
Oh my gosh.
Like before I became a professional dancer, I learned off of YouTube.
Wow.
Weird.
So did you ever take dance classes or?
Yes, afterwards. Okay, after. But like the first like 2 years, it was all, I put a laptop in the mirror and I just like kept on pressing the space bar because I don't think there was a slowdown option yet. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
You can learn how to do anything.
It's crazy, yeah. Did you go to college?
Yes.
Okay.
Only a little bit.
Gotcha.
I did 2 years.
Gotcha.
What's like the weirdest thing you can think of right now to learn how to do it? I'm going to see if YouTube has it.
Whoa.
Just to know.
Oh my gosh. Well, my mind just went to the weird things that YouTube does have.
Oh, like what?
Like, oh my gosh, you know that channel where it's like these little, it's like, I mean, I don't know what part of the world they're from, but they like build like these little like mud huts or they build like pools.
Who's they?
Like, oh my gosh, it's like.
I'm going to say mud hut builders.
It's like these boys, like they just like build these like shirtless boys.
What?
Are you finding it?
Is this it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. They just like build these crazy things.
And they just, well, they're swimming in it right now. Is it just the intro?
I think it's the intro, yeah. And then they'll go.
So they just, there's a couple shirtless boys. Oh, it's a time lapse and they're using bamboo and they're amazing.
Yeah. They're just out in the forest and they're like building these like luxury.
Is this 36 million views?
Yeah. And they have a lot of views. I guess it doesn't teach you how to do it, but great to watch.
It's called Primitive Building.
Yeah, there it is. There it
is. Wow. They're talented.
Yeah.
Someone showed me the other day Tiny Kitchen, and I've been living under a rock, I guess.
Oh, Tiny Kitchen. I'm not familiar.
Tiny Kitchen. Oh, great.
Can only assume it's
here, I'll make room
videos,
for you.
Videos, but small.
Under my rock. Yeah, it's tiny, though. Like, when I say small.
Oh, there's an ad.
There's an ad. Get that money. It's like very, very small. Also, I cooked garlic yesterday and my hands smell so much like garlic.
That's fantastic, though.
Are
you complaining? I love garlic.
Look how small this is. Like minuscule. Like the whole set is.
Oh my gosh.
Like a miniature, like.
Oh my gosh.
Miniature house.
Why are they doing this?
I don't know. Why did someone think of doing this? It's they use like for the flame, they use a tea light candle.
Yeah, I saw that.
And crazy. It cooks.
Wow.
It's like an easy bake oven. It's real, real small. What other channels should people check out?
Mine.
Yeah, obviously we'll get into that.
Wow, I don't know.
I don't really get lost on YouTube anymore.
No. Oh, I miss the good days of like watching all the vids in my subscription box.
Right.
And I'm just like trash, trash, trash.
I just like take thumbnail tips. I'm like, that's a good thumbnail. Yeah, that's nice. I'm like,
oh, that's a good idea. I'm not
going
to watch it, but perhaps, like, maybe I'll favorite the tweet on Twitter to let them know I'm like.
Oh, my God. Yeah, there's just so much now, too.
Oh, there's all of it.
It's just so, we should talk, oh, wait, let's help the person, because I do want to ask you some YouTube questions. Okay, our main tip for, she's about to go into college, fitting in, making friends, we said compliment, that might help.
Compliment them.
Fitting in.
Don't know.
Yeah, you don't. That shouldn't be
silly,
part
of it. Girl, or he or they.
You don't do it. Fitting in is for dunces. Don't try and do that. Unless it feels good to. Like if fitting in feels, I don't like the word fitting in though because it just feels like there's a bunch of people that are similar. So those people are, if they're being true to themselves, they'll gravitate towards each other, and then it feels like they fit in. I guess fit in with the people that, like, are fitting for you.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, find your clique. Find your group. Find your clan. Find your crew.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all about the people.
Yeah. And then you'll fit in. It'll feel like you'll fit in, but you just find people that accept you.
Yeah. Don't try and fit in.
Yeah.
Fit in is a... Fit in is an after product.
Yes, absolutely. I think social anxiety and fears. One tip on any of those.
Social anxiety and fears? Shit, get a therapist.
Yes.
I don't really know.
You gotta.
Yeah, there's no quick tip.
There's no quick tip on social anxiety. I would say 3 deep breaths whenever you're feeling really anxious. Three big ones. And for fears... I talked about this in a different pod or a video, but like there's a book by Brené Brown called Dare to Lead. And one of her main, I guess, like rules is people either lead from hurt or from heart. So if like if you haven't fixed or like repaired whatever you're hurting from, you're just going to continue to put that foot forward. So you always have the option to go like a loving route or a fear route. So always just choose the love or the heart if you can. Getting to that point would be incredible. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to be great. Oh.
Yeah, good luck.
Good luck. Before we let her go, what's your go-to way of starting a conversation with somebody if it's not a compliment?
I mean, my go-to way is letting them say something first. But the way that I'll give this person on this advice podcast would be, and it's not a compliment.
Can't be a compliment.
Maybe just like, do you know where a bathroom is?
That's amazing. That'll work.
Yeah.
You did that today.
Oh, yeah. It was the first thing I said when I got here. Oh, yeah. And it worked.
That did work.
We're in a conversation now.
We are.
It was orchestrated,
but. You did a great job. Okay, now that we can talk about all the YouTube questions that I have, well, more so than YouTube, just like process-oriented stuff. So a bunch of people write in all the time of like asking how people get through their process or like what their workload looks like. And so even before that, so many ask, how do you get started? So if you were to, I know that you were 12 when you got started, but if you were to get into the YouTube scene today, 2019, being the age you are, being like everything right now, like this moment, you're going to start a YouTube channel. Daunting, I know. But like, what would you do?
Well, that is just so, I like don't even know how I'd begin to answer that question because I feel like being on YouTube at such an early start, I feel like I was kind of like blinded by the way the normal world kind of like came to the realization of like, oh, YouTube, YouTubers, social media, that's a thing. Mm-hmm. I feel like I was just like, I got in the lane early and then I didn't really like watch while the lane became a thing. Mm. So I don't really have like a baseline like, oh, I'm a normal person and YouTube's a thing.
Yeah.
How would I start that?
Yeah, it would. Yeah.
Like I have no idea. Either. It's like, it feels like it was an accident and then it just like worked.
I think that's the best way though.
Yeah.
Trying to get into YouTube for not like the right reasons, like never is good.
Yeah, I mean, they're ruining the platform, but it's fine. It's fine.
It is not what it used to be.
I'm embarrassed to walk down the street in this category of people, but it's fine.
Absolutely. When you come up with video ideas, do you have like a notepad like in your phone of like a bunch of video ideas?
Oh, you got it. Yeah.
And you got
pinned at the top video ideas. It's a big long list. Yeah. Do you not?
I do, but I go off all the time. Okay. Like, I'll write them down, and then I'll think of one new one that I really want, and I'll go, oh, fuck the rest. I'm going to do this one first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like, have you ever gone through a period of, like, really no inspiration, no video ideas, or, like, hating what you did or what you were thinking about?
Yeah, there was definitely a period maybe, like, 2 years ago where I really was just tired of it all, and it's when I stopped posting every week.
Mm-hmm.
And also just was going through like personal growth things. So I like stepped back from YouTube for a second, I didn't want to make any YouTube video.
Yeah.
And I think part of that was because I kind of, I mean, I had to like, I spent so much time like creating this persona while I should have been like growing up, you know? It's like, I feel like I was like focusing on Andrew Lau, the product, and not the person.
Yeah.
That I was just kind of got to a point where I was like, well, who am I? Like, what's going on? I'm 19 and I'm out here in Los Angeles. What the heck is going on?
Yeah.
And it's like I was still doing that like fake cooking series, but I had like gotten kind of good at cooking.
Yeah.
So there was just a lot of like rubbing.
Yeah.
Was that sound effect?
just the knuckles grazing each other rapidly. And then so when you were doing the like the beginning cooking series and learning how to cook, like were you still playing up that part of like pretending like you didn't know what you were doing so that you could keep it up?
Kind of. I mean, I think a bigger part is like my clumsiness versus like not knowing how to do things. Like I knew how to cook kind of, but I still like lit a fair share of things on fire.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely spilled a lot.
Yeah.
And I mean, I make such a mess in the kitchen.
Did you continue to like play that part when you started to accelerate in your skill set?
Well, I guess what happened was I had this idea for a season two. I was going to like act like the past 6 years of the series and call that season one and then do season two. And it was like monthly and there was like this like scripted bit in the beginning where I like thought of it's like everything that I was cooking was like came off of like this sketch where I'm like driving around and I'm hungry. And I can't even think of like one of those things. Like, yeah, I guess you would just have to watch.
Right.
It,
just watch it.
Yeah.
What do you do when you, sorry, I'm like trying to, cause I want to know, I never ask like this type of question. Have you ever wanted to give up all the way?
Yeah.
And then how do you come back from that?
Slowly, mm-hmm. I guess. Yeah, slowly. I'm still not posting like consistently every week, but
does that feel good?
It does. Yeah, because I feel like I'm like, because when I do post consistently, it feels like a win. You know, I'm like, oh, I've posted in the past 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Versus like posting every week and not really getting like a win, just being like, here's another one.
Right. Ugh. Do you ever feel like tethered to the upload schedule? Like I know that a lot of people do like every single week and that gets so taxing.
I definitely used to. Yeah, it definitely felt like a leash that I was being dragged by.
Yeah.
But it was liberating. It's like definitely liberating not to put myself at that schedule. Like I don't even really have a specific day. It's kind of just like the weekend.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice. So after like this.
My managers would disagree.
I know. I was like.
They're like, no, it's not great, Andrew. You need to get it together.
Right, I'm like, that sounds like a luxury to me. And I'm over here like, just like chains.
Yeah.
But yeah, when you took that break when you were 19, were you afraid that that was going to affect like your sub count or your views or anything? Or were you just like, this is worth it?
I think at that point I didn't really care because I was just also going through so much in my own personal life. That it made it hard to really care about, you know, this person that I didn't really feel like I was, that I just spent, like, my childhood building.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I definitely just felt like, oh, okay, I've lived the past, like, 7-8 years of my life not for me.
Right.
Like, shit.
Yeah. Let's get this back.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. One last question for this YouTube kind of bit. Well, actually, two.
Okay.
One. After, well, it's crazy to say, like, after YouTube, but, like, something's going to happen. The platform's mm-hmm. going to go away, or you're going to take off with the cooking, the seitan ribs, whatever it is. What is, like, the ultimate end goal? Like, when YouTube is out of the picture, what would be, like, you waking up? What's, like, an amazing day?
I'm, like, in a house that I designed. That would be a really fun, like, 30s project.
Yeah.
Like having enough money to like design a house from like the ground, like buy a plot of land, hire a construction people and be like, I want that.
Yeah.
That I think that would be really like stimulating creatively, like, wow, building my own house. Anyway, totally. So I'm waking up in that house.
Yes. Okay. Great.
I have like a kid maybe.
Okay.
You know, my pantry is like stocked
with,
all of the new vegan snacks and stuff. Oh my gosh, my garden. Oh, get out of here.
What's in the garden?
Oh, all of it.
All of the garden is in the garden. Huge garden.
Yeah, I have a big garden. You know, have you seen those pictures of like Oprah in her garden with like the baskets of produce?
I have.
Yeah,
that's going to be you.
That's the dream. That's the angle. That's after YouTube. That's it.
It's just this picture of Oprah full fisted. Okay, amazing. The last question is, what do you wish someone told you before getting into this industry?
I mean, like, how to shave, like, how to finish puberty, like, don't stop, run the other way.
Oh, that's a good one. Are you sure about this? Is
this that? Yeah. We told you not to have a Facebook, Andrew. Get off there. No, it's great, and I'm grateful.
And I'm grateful. That's perfect. Okay, before we wrap up, we have usually a section of this. Maybe I'll go do three. This section is called Tip Jar, three words only. I am going to read a topic, and we have to give one piece of advice using only three words.
All right, love it.
Okay, good luck. Okay, weddings. Tip on weddings, only three words. You go first.
Steal the food.
Ooh.
That's... Bring plastic bags.
These are good. Okay, you have any more?
No.
Weddings. I haven't been to a wedding in so long. Don't give speeches. That's to me.
Yeah.
I gave a really bad speech one time. Mm. So don't do it. I feel like that's... I talk to all my friends who are about to get married, and I'm always like, why do there have to be speeches? Like, I'm not going to have speeches at my wedding. And I think, like, the majority of people like it, and I don't.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I think I would love to have, like, my closest friends, like, prepare speeches about me. You know, that sounds great. I'd love to just kind of do that, like, maybe not even get married.
Just, yeah,
like,
just have that
throw
night.
A party, everyone talks about me, and then we dance and eat.
It sounds like a good party, actually. Okay, do you have a tip on, three words only, on hot girl summer?
What?
Mine's, it's not really a tip, but I'm like, make it stop.
Yeah, what?
I'm done.
Enough with it.
Yes, same. Okay, hikes.
Also, why is it so hot outside? No.
It's not anymore. Well,
it wasn't this morning, but slow down. It's gonna be tomorrow.
But don't get your hopes up. It's gonna be scorching. Yeah. Okay, a tip on hikes. Three words only.
Charge your phone.
Ooh, I don't even bring a phone on a hike. There's no service.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, but
sometimes I like the app All Trails. I like tracking my... I love Griffith Park. I love like going off the trail in Griffith Park and like exploring. That's a fun one. But one time my phone died and it was like one of my first times going there and I didn't know where I was. And it was after the sunset. I, like, used to go to Griffith, like, every day and, like, hike to the top and then watch the sunset and then go down. Yeah, it was, like, a cute, like, few weeks of my life.
It would have been 2 days
I remember I was like, wow, I'm really, this is the new me. Then it's like I stopped hiking and haven't gone since.
Totally.
Could use the exercise, but...
but I'm okay.
Yeah, charge your phone.
Yes. And All Trails is an app that tells you about off-roading?
It shows you... It can track your hike and, like, track your route. So I use that, like, when I go on, like, new hikes. But also it will show you different trails that other people with the app have done. So that's, like, a pretty fun one.
Okay. Hikes for me, personally, don't invite me. But for everybody else, bring some water.
Yeah. Classic.
Yeah. Okay. Food. Three words only on food.
You need it.
And mine is, you eat it. Great. Wrapping up, before we talk about where people can find you, what advice would you give to your 18-year-old self?
Whoa. Where was I? Oh.
Or even 19.
Oh, poor boy. That was a sad time.
Looking off wistfully. Your eyesight was like 80 yards in front of you.
Is it three words?
No. This one you can give in as many words as you want.
Find better friends.
No, those are three words.
Yeah. Keep hiking.
That's good. Find better friends.
Get a therapist already.
If only.
Yeah.
I wish therapy was mandatory. I wish it was illegal to not be in it.
Yeah, that would be great. I mean, we all need it.
We all do. It should be as mandatory as, like, dentist appointments. I mean, I haven't gone in 2 years.
Oh, my gosh. But it's like insurance should give us 2 free mental cleanings a year. We just go, they scrub it all out.
Yes. And there you go. You're clean. Come back in 2 years with more trauma. Oh, my God. Andrew, thank you so much for being here and for all of your help.
What a great time.
Where can everyone find you all over the internet?
I'm pretty much Andrew Lau on all the places. I'm at the grocery store a lot. You can probably see me there.
That's very good. Andrew Lau.
Yeah, just at Andrew Lau.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. If you guys have any sticky situations or burning concerns, call us at 805-751-9071. Give us your age and we'll give you quasi-wisdom on a good day. See you next week on Just a Tip.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, I should play this song on the way out.
Oh, wow. All right.
We've already heard
pizza is good.
Bitch.
Pizza is great.
Bitch.
Slice me up a piece and put it on my plate. That's not all I want. No, I need some salad too. Whatever dressing is fine. It's all up to you.
Ooh, ooh.
Crispy but soft. Soft is creamy and rough. Extra cheese is a must. In God and in pizza we trust. In God and in pizza we trust.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.